So what are you seeing looking across the way at the Raiders' defense?
Looking at the defense, out the gate, I see two guys by the name of Nick Kwiatkowski and Malik Collins who, you know, we have a shortened offseason. They're guys that are new to the team but came in and were voted on as captains by our team. So that's definitely respectable to show them by the way that they work, by the way that they prepare. Corey Littleton as well. You look at guys like Eric Harris, as versatile as he is in the secondary. John Abrams going to be an enforcer out there. I love Damon and Trayvon on the edges, and the D-line is going to be extremely improved this year, motivated, hungry. I just feel like defense from top to bottom improved.
So, Darren, obviously it's been a strange offseason, a shortened camp, no preseason games. What has been the experience for you in terms of preparing for this season as opposed to any other year?
I thought there's definitely been an onus on what you're doing individually to prepare. There's not people overlooking you from April to June through training camp as usual. There's a lot of it's all about you and your study habits, your personal habits, how you plan your day out, because it really is on you. It's easy to do what's right when people are there telling you where to go and you have the structure given to you, but it's harder to create that structure for yourself. So I would just say, like, just the daily discipline of how I go about nutrition, recovery, preparation, watching film. I feel like it's definitely been a challenge on me and my personal motivation this offseason, and I feel like it was a great challenge that I needed to have.
Darren, I think that's a natural segue to talking about your journey of recovery that has been well-publicized and where you've been and where you are now. So you talk about the idea of having that personal discipline and having your own motivation without someone doing that for you. So how has your personal experience helped you in a situation like this where, you know, you have had to develop a system for yourself of your own personal discipline?
Yeah, I feel like me having to get clean the way that I did, having to, you know, step away from everything and, you know, really put myself first and deal with that adversity of, okay, I'm really fighting for my life here. Forget fighting for my football career. So I feel like going through that situation really helped me for a time like this where things are uncertain, things are up in the air. We don't know how this thing is going to go down. But I know I can rely on myself because I've been through adverse times and I had to, you know, get down to nitty gritty and see what I didn't like about myself, what was really how I was holding myself back and being my own worst enemy. And I feel like going through that situation now, looking forward to anything, to a pandemic, to anything I may have to go through, I feel like I have the tools in place to process it correctly, handle it correctly, and move forward and still provide for, you know, my family or people that look to me, and also just for myself and be able to produce, be successful, and to have peace while doing it. So I feel like my recovery is a daily affirmation of that.
It's Darren Waller with us, the Raiders tight end on Cofield and Company. So you got something really cool going on with the Darren Waller Foundation. So talk about why you set this up and who it's going to benefit.
The foundation hit my mind last year. I was talking to my best friend, who we have a lot in common, and he was saying that I got to think of ways to really give back. And the foundation was one of the things that we came up with. And after the season, I had a lot of time to think on it, and I was able to get linked up with Prolanthropy, who works with a lot of well-known athletes and helping their foundation get ran. So they helped me, you know, put my vision into action and make it tangible. So since February, you know, things have been rolling. There's COVID has kind of put it on hold as far as the launch event and things of that nature. But it also gave us more time to plan, more time to think things through as far as what kind of content we wanted to be able to give people, how I'd be able to make my own impact in the community. So this foundation is just for me because I definitely know there's a lot of what's going on in me that's happening in young people, and I want to help them, you know, see that there's other options than the routes that I took when I was their age, and to know that they can be themselves and still have fun and still, you know, enjoy life to the fullest without having to, you know, use drugs or drink.
So what's coming up with the charity event? You got a charity event, Beyond the Wall, coming up on September 28th.
Yeah, it's at Beyond the Wall, September 28th. It's at Dragon Ridge Country Club. It's going to be the first time we can get in front of people and really express my vision in person. There's going to be auction items, you know, food, drinks, entertainment, you know, there's going to be give them insight into things I'm going to be able to do, like the online community that we're going to be able to give to kids. It's going to be like a community where people can come and encourage one another, you know, find addiction resources, and just have a dialogue that they can feel safe having and know that there are people there with like mindsets and that they're trying to reach the same goals, and I can be able to be on there, interact with them. There's going to be things like, you know, student awareness campaigns, going into schools and putting up posters, imagery, just any kind of education that we can to give young people the full perspective on what they're getting into when they choose to go the route of drugs and alcohol. It can be fun for a certain period of time, but it can also lead to, you know, relationships taking a step back, your purpose, what you're called to do. So just educating them, then potentially working towards funding for treatment. So we're just trying to plant the seed in people's minds when they come out and let them know that we're going to be making an impact for a long time.